The Holy Gospel this day, a reading from the book of St. Luke in the 19th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And when he, that is Jesus, had come near Bethphage and Bethany at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it.' For those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on it, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' And he said, I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out. As he came near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, 'If you, even you, had only recognized on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. And indeed, the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up ramparts around you and surround you and hem you in on every side. They will crush you to the ground, you and your children within you, and they will not leave within you one stone upon another, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation from God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. There was a young man who was 8, and he'd crossed the road at the resort they were staying at, and he looked longingly at the ocean because he wanted to go for a swim. But he had a problem. His folks had given him $5, and of course, he had no place to put it. So he went down to the beach and he found this woman. She looked very old. And by very old, this is anybody who's over 40, who has gray hair. So therefore, I know this is an old woman, but he's not sure. So he's going to check the situation out. He walks up to the woman, he says, "Ma'am, are you a Christian?" And she said, "Well, yes." And he said, "Do you read your Bible every day?" And she said, "Well, yes." And he said, "And do you pray every day?" And she said, "Yes." He said, "Here, can you hold my $5 for me while I go for a swim?" And she said, "Yes." See, he wanted to cross from the beach into the sea, and he needed to know he could find somebody to trust. Crossings are what this is all about, because we have crossed. We have crossed from where we were. We have come down. We have crossed the Mount of Olives. We have crossed the trail. We have crossed into Jerusalem, and this crossing has an ending nobody's going to see coming. This is Palm Sunday. And Jerusalem is now witnessing a crossing that is planned, that is devised, and is the meeting of something that will go on all week long. Because we are crossing and we are coming in from the east into the city. We are crossing and we are coming in, and I am sitting on a colt, on a donkey. We are crossing from that direction. On the west, there is a crossing going on at the same time. This crossing happens every time there's Passover. This crossing is Pontius Pilate. This crossing is the Roman Empire. This crossing is might and power and reinforcements. Because we got to send reinforcements in. We know what happened earlier. We weren't prepared. And the Romans are really not good with not prepared. The problem with not prepared is there was an uprising and they tossed us out. We're not going to have that happen again. Now, I'm certain that Pilate and the crew that are around him, his people, wanted to be any place but. He wanted to be at the new Caesarea where he had his new palace down at the Mediterranean. He wanted to be there. He's inland. This is not where he wants to be, but it's where he has to be. And it's where he is designed to be. He has to be in Jerusalem. He has to be there because of the events that will unfold this week. Now, the participation, this procession, this proclaiming is Hosanna. Notice it is not Alleluia. That word is not anywhere near this text. And the reason it's not here is because we're not celebrating. We're asking. We're asking for God's blessing. We're asking for God's might. We're asking for God's power. We're asking for God's help. Because, boy, we want relief from this situation in a hurry. And here he comes. This is the fulfillment of Zechariah 9. Absolutely, positively. As a matter of fact, you hear it when they are saying, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. They're pulling out all the stops. They want Habakkuk chapter 2 to happen. They want all the power that they've been promised in the Old Testament to arrive. Because Jesus is coming in. We're going to be good. And now what you get is this, my dear friends. You get what our lives usually look like. Now, I've got a couple of friends, and they get up every morning, and they're these kind of people. Well, let me sit down, and they grab, while they're doing breakfast, a pen and a piece of paper, and they make a list. You might know folks like this. They make a list of to-dos for the day. They get it all lined up. They got it all set out. They have agendas. By the way, whether you think about it or not, we're all here this morning with an agenda. Oh, we certainly are. Because that's who we are as human beings. We have agendas. And the problem is, that's what's going on here with Jesus, is we have an agenda that says we're going to take over. We're going to be in charge. We're going to go back. And if we have our way, we're going to go back to the time of King David. We have agendas going on. By the way, the people who make those lists up, those friends of mine, I've never seen them show up. It's this bad for a couple of them. They'll show up at a concert. They'll show up at a celebration and they've got a list of what they're expecting to have happen. They've got a list of when happy birthday's supposed to occur. They're that bad that they're that organized. Yes, several of them are OCD. They're obsessive compulsive people. They have to have it that organized or life is completely gone sideways. It's no good at all. So what I like to do with them is I play with them in the fact that I usually walk into their life and I wait for about the first 5 minutes to go by. And then I do something completely random. Oh, you should see them just become a complete, utter, disorganized mess. It's wonderful. Because, see, this is what God is about. God is about, I have a mission for Jesus. And Jesus has a mission with you. And it has nothing to do with anything you're expecting. And if you want to see this, I would really recommend for you John chapter 12 and 13. Read those again, and you will see how it's totally out of order. Just look at what Peter's got to say. Now, this is Holy Week. This is where we are once more, dear friends. Watch what God's going to unfold, especially when we get together with the people down the street at St. Matthias this year on Good Friday. And watch what God's going to do. We've just begun. The story continues to unfold. Amen.